couple of nights ago, the Lord awakened me sometime in the middle of the night and gave me a vision of the capital of the United States. I laid awake seeking him as to what he might be trying to say to me, and prayed, I don't know, maybe 40, 45 minutes. And then he gave me a vision of Psalm 2:1-4. Why do the nations assemble with commotion, uproar, and confusion of voice? And why do the people imagine, meditate upon, and devise an empty scheme? The kings of the earth take their place. The rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed one, the Messiah. They say, let us break their bands of restraint asunder and cast their cords of control from us. Well, he who sits in the heavens laughs, and the Lord has them in derision, and in supreme contempt he mocks them. I prayed over that for some time. I prayed for our government, that Christ could return and once again take on his rightful headship of America. I remember in our last GOE, I saw him come and sit on a throne in the high heavens over America. And he told me that because of our years of obedience, of intercession, it has enabled him to take a greater seat, a higher seat in America and the government of America than ever before. And we will soon begin to see the effects of that. But the kings of the nations are in commotion. And I really felt that the kings that were represented here for our purposes are the kings of the New World Order. Their desire, their ambition is to continue overtaking America until they have a solid rule here. So I prayed over that for quite a while. Then I saw a third vision, and in that vision I saw the word persecution. I felt what the Lord was saying was that we need to pray emphatically against persecution. Over the last couple of years, he's given me several visions. He has Ricky as well. Perhaps even other members of our team have shared things they've seen. But I've seen several visions. In most of those visions, the Lord also made known to me that this persecution, this time of persecution, is not his will. He's not in agreement with it. and it's not his will, and to pray against it. And I want to encourage you, our dear intercessors, tonight, that if you're not praying against the coming persecution, begin to pray every day against it now, while we still can. But in this series of visions, he let me know that the persecution that would come would be approved of by our president, by the current administration. I think we all know that the Democratic Party is really a communist party. The changeover happened a long time ago. It's nothing recent. They just kept it well hidden and from time to time change their name. And now they call themselves the Progressives. I guess they're progressing in their tyranny. I don't know. But it sure isn't godliness. So it would be a government-sponsored persecution. It will come from the top if we can't overcome it through prayer. God wants us to. He'll work with us. He'll help us if we will be consistent and persistent in our prayer against it. Someday persecution will come to America and he will allow it. But this is way out of his timing at this time. What he wants to do is to send greater glory to accompany the great outpouring that he has begun, the great awakening. The Lord told me it was this year, actually, January 29th of this year, that we had a remarkable service in the church that we had the service in. His spirit was very powerful, very revealing, and it was beautiful. And he told me the reason that was the case is that he had released upon us the first release of the Great Awakening that he has been promising for well over 20 years. Then the next voice I heard was, let me see if I can, Mario Murillo, just a few days later, said that God has released upon us the Great Awakening. And I think he said this past weekend. Whatever he said aligned what he saw and or heard with what I saw and heard. That was our second witness, maybe our third witness, because the second witness was his action in the service. Within no time at all, just a matter of days, universities, colleges, here and there in the nation began to see outpourings of the Great Awakening in their midst. I think the last that we heard about that was maybe 5 universities and or colleges had experienced this. And it was remarkable. It was remarkable what God began to do in this nation. And Perhaps because it hasn't moved fast enough. These beautiful touches from the Lord are then met with scorning. People rising up and saying, it isn't. This is not that. And in their words, in some cases, it's just pure ignorance. Some cases, it's lack of discernment. Some cases, it is, I would say, maybe even witchcraft, trying to hinder the faith of the church as to what God was doing. But whatever the case may be, the enemy's already fighting it. Yet the Lord is going to be releasing more and greater magnitudes of his glory upon the earth. That is his will. This is what he desires to give America. So the Lord wants to give blessings. The enemy wants to give persecution. And the way I feel about it is I've tried all my Christian walk to live for the Lord with all my heart, whatever the cost might be at any given time. It's never been easy, but it's always been beautiful because he is beautiful. So to think that he would grant us the great awakening at this hour, and know the great miracles we're about to see if we'll just stand. We don't even have to keep believing it will come because it's been given. But we need to stand, we need to pray, we need to fast, we need to pronounce, we need to thank God, we need to bless him for it. We need to do something with what he's given so he can give more. Currently, we have a party of communists in the capital of America. Who would have ever dreamed that was possible? I know that in my lifetime, I've never dreamed it possible. I've always thought if we pray and seek God with a pure heart, he will protect us from that evil. But the enemy is hitting the church. Some might think, he's hitting the church with sickness, he's hitting the church with disunity, he's hitting the church with financial needs. That's not how I see it. What I see is that he's hitting the church with apathy. He's hitting the church with indifference. He's hitting the church with faithlessness. He's hitting the church right in the heart of the spirit, a lack of appreciation, a lack of appreciating the goodness of the Lord, the wonder of the Lord, the grace of the Lord, the mercy of God. He gives his best. And we act like it's nothing. And it probably is for people who love the internet, who love to watch TV, who love to read magazines, who love to read books, who love to go here and there and be ever so busy. The world is full of things that want to draw the church into it. Seemingly innocent things. The only problem is My dear friends, I think you know, because you have friends and family who have fallen to the deception. The only thing is, these things are taking the place of Christ. The hunger for God, the hunger for Christ, the hunger for purity, the hunger to walk and live in His fire and in His Spirit, because they satisfy enough. But you intercessors and the people on this team weep. We weep. Not because we think we're better than anybody, but because we want God to be loved in such a way as He is worthy by the people we love and the people He loves. But how many Christians today stand still enough to be aware of what they're sacrificing? And for that reason, the one who is the head of this nation and all those around him is not only a New World Order man, but he's a communist. He may not confess that to you, but his actions tell us that if we'll pay attention. But one of the biggest things that says it is that he's a very important man among those who consist of the Communist Party. America must be free to this. God wants to free her. He wants to bless us so He can bless the nations through us, so He can bless our families through us, so He can bless friends, relatives, those we know, those we don't know. The church has a large platform in America. And what a platform to release the fire of the Great Awakening upon. This is His will. He longs to send signs and wonders, healings and miracles. He longs to bless people like you who have stood in the gap for this nation for years. He longs to bless the ignorant and the erring, that they might know that He's God, He lives, He loves, and He doesn't want Satan to put his platform on the holy, holy platform of the Lord Jesus Christ. So tonight, I'd like to finish our time together by praying over our poor, nation who is blind and getting blinder by the year, and to pray that the promised individual that God has put together for this nation, has created for this nation, the lion of the Trump family, back into office, that he can finish what he started in the name of the Lord. And may God bless everyone who walks with him, everyone that has suffered with him, those that have been persecuted by this communist government because they love him and have fought for this nation with him. And God will bless. He's waiting to bless us. And as for me, and I feel pretty certain as for you, I want the atmosphere, I want the environment that will take me deeper into my God than I've ever known. To know Him in vast and a myriad of different ways. All that He will reveal, I want to experience. I want to know. I want to live in. And I bet you feel the same way I do.